the Sith Talkers, a Star Wars podcast. I'm your host, Mike. Ferrando, joined by my real life brother.
Well, they call me Steve.
Welcome to episode 95, Knights of the Old Republic, baby!
Yeah.
All right, so Sith Talkers, I kind of took over the show last week with Light of the Jedi, and the main topic went, I went about 45 minutes of me talking about the book. So, since I kind of took over the podcast, I told Steve this past week, this is your podcast today. It's
yours.
It's your topic. Listen, it's your main topic. You can talk about it. You can drive it.
Lando, I do want to thank you though for last week, because I feel like I speak for the many people that listen to you talk about that book.
Yeah.
Best sleep I've ever gotten ever.
Right. Okay. You know, I'm trying to be nice, and then you gotta fucking say that. Because Steve has played the Knights of the Old Republic, Knights of the Republic 2. Lando has not played those games because I've never owned an Xbox. So that's why I'm giving the main topic to Steve today to, right, reverse the roles where Steve...
So wait, I get to like control
schools
the podcast?
Lando on the Knights of the Old Republic when we do the main topic. But you know how we started off. Really quickly. Well, before the really quickly, I just want to thank everybody for hanging out with us this week. Please subscribe to us on all the podcast platforms, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Stitcher. If you like us, give us an awesome rating. Share it with your friends. Let everybody know about the Sith Talkers, Mr. Kata. And, you know, if you want to, you can follow us on all social medias, you know, at Sith Talkers, on Instagram, on the Twitter, on Facebook. You know, you can shoot us an email at sifttalkers@gmail.com. But, you know, no one emails anymore. So maybe back, you know, Mr. Kata, he didn't even email, but email didn't exist. But anyway, I don't know what just happened.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know. But thank you, everybody. Thank you, all the new listeners, all the old listeners. And here we go. Really quickly here. So you know what Lando likes to do at the beginning.
Be
right?
Irritating.
I swear, man. Right. I like to do something random. You know? Oh, no. I don't know if I like this.
Cue the music.
Oh, boy.
Because it's random with Lando. He is so fucking random. It's Rando Lando. Where'd he get that quote? Ooh, it's Rando Lando. What's he doing today, folks? Rando Lando. Ooh. Oh, now it's time for Rando Lando.
Thank you, Steve, for that great introduction.
You're welcome. I don't even pre-record that. That's natural, you know?
Natural. Oh, so for all the older listeners, this is the ass hat. Yeah, Gabe, right up. Why don't you just...
The dick time
with Lando song.
Listen. Everyone
uses it every week, Lando.
Yeah. That's because you have to play a 4.5 minute fucking song. My intro was like what? 15 seconds? Nice and sweet.
Just saying.
Short, sweet, long.
Alright, anyways, let's get to the first segment. Okay, let's get to the first thing on the show, shall we?
Ugh.
Now look. I think, backed by popular demand, because, right, it was a while for, you know, 3POO, and, you know, it was a while for him. It's been even longer for this segment at the beginning, and it's changed a little bit, and we've worked it out. You know, we negotiated some more finer details, and Lando is allowing this, So here he is, without further ado. All right, come on in. Muy. It's movie / music time with Jar Jar and Brother.
Yes.
Whoa. Oh. Shim. Woo. Ha ha. Oh.
Yes.
So. Oh, Misa's yes. So excited. Misa yes. Had a new segment on the Zip Talkers. So.
And today, once again, I am the brother.
Yes, Misa do, you know, little musical day, or, you know, court day, and brother say, you have to guess it, what Misa be doing, and then he will guess what Misa do. Right, brother?
Yes.
Okay, so here Misa go. This week, brother Yusa guess your musical. Okie gay?
Yeah.
Woo. Okay, Tom. Yes, I know we practice. Okay. Ooh, Misa take. Ooh, 2 steps forward. Misa take 2 steps back. Woo, Misa together, cause opposites attract and you said no. Woo, Gungan soup is just a natural fact. Woo, me and Topples, opposites attract. Ooh, who the fuck? Oh, we shall be lovers. Woo, Misa takes the bed and Topples steals the covers. He likes it neat. Ooh, and I make a mess. Woohoo! Cause Misa obsessed. Woo! Misa likes the credits and he likes the smoke. Woo! He smokes Jar Jar and that's not Misa joke. Woo! Okay. So brother. Do you know the musical of the singing all from Jar Jar all? Yes. What's your guess, all?
Okay, I got it.
Yes.
It is Outback Steakhouse.
No. Brother, it's an old musical all. Yes. I take Misa 2 steps forward, Misa 2 steps back. Ooh, yes, brother.
Yes.
You say guess all.
Oh,
the song.
Yes, okay. It is a Wizard of Oz. I am very. Watto says I am the best at this game.
Brother. The answer is opposites attract.
That's what I meant to say there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. All right. Thanks, Jar Jar. Brother.
I don't think brother.
And Watto.
I don't think brother gets the concept of the game.
Well, it's either going to be a movie quote or music, right? Ooh. So he's got to guess a song or...
But
I like how Watto flew in at the end and just... Gave him
that's
because
brother's a fucking moron.
Oh, boy. All right. So speaking of Jar Jar,
yeah.
There was I don't want to say a story. This guy tweeted out concept art of Darth Jar Jar.
What?
Here, I'm going to show you. So for all the podcasters,
oh yeah,
please go to it's actually on Instagram, on Twitter. His name is Kevin Cassidy. And I actually posted these pictures on Sith Talkers Instagram, so you can check them out there also. But like, this is like his concept art of Darth Jar Jar, and it's absolutely amazing.
Whoa!
So there
all right,
you go,
bro. Yeah, you guys gotta go check this out. I love the fact that in the tweet to the right, you can see Star Wars Theory.
Yep.
Yusa in big doo-doo now.
Yeah, and he says it's amazing. So there's dude, like a full kind of like chest headshot.
To give you guys like for that are listening to the podcast, It kind of reminds me of, if you guys remember Suicide Squad, the alligator dude, it's like that with texture. It's creepy as fuck. Almost looks like a predator too, in a way.
Yeah.
Good. This is terrifying. Like, I would be legit scared if I was a Jedi and I ran across this.
Disney, come on. There you go. Way.
They're not going to make the beloved jar, but that's awesome. Like, what a, yeah. I wish I could do that with a computer. Jesus.
Right.
Good Lord.
So yeah, go. So good. So just, that was something that came out this past week. So go check it out. Kevin Cassidy. Shout out to him. It is very, very awesome. Concept art of Darth Jar Jar. It's very, very, very realistic. And you can like, what this the concept art that he has, you could like picture this like live action.
It's really awesome.
It's really good. It's
really awesome.
So, yeah.
All right.
So that was just a little quick thing. On to another short segment.
Oh, come on. You suck.
You know what we're going to bring back?
Your mom.
We have the same mom.
Damn it.
Stump the Nerd. It's a little trivia. It's a little trivia.
I wasn't prepared. I wasn't prepared.
Now you find some.
Stall. Yeah, stall.
You find some questions for Lando.
All right, stall for a second.
Okay, so you find some questions for Lando. So basically, we're just going to have a little trivia time.
Can I have like multiple questions, like quick questions?
Yeah. Like I said, find some questions. And Steve is going to try to stump Lando. But what we're going to do moving forward is he's going to read the question, and then we'll just have a little bit of silence and give all the listeners a chance to answer before Lando gives the answer. Or hopefully he won't stump. I guess that's the whole thing, right? Will Steve be able to stump with us in Star Wars trivia?
Do you want to know my favorite part about that, people listening at home? Is that Lando pretends like he can't add his own pause into the editing process of this podcast. We're going to actually pause for real. That's right. Instead of just continuing to go on with the segment, we're going to pause in real life to really. So I want you to appreciate, whoever's listening, I want you to appreciate this pause. This is a real life pause, and it's not edited.
It gives the listener, when they're listening,
we understand, Lando, we understand. You can just put dead air pause in the fucking thing. What I'm saying is I want the listeners at home to understand we are really pausing.
Yeah, it's for them. It's for the listener.
For you.
All right, so here we go. You got some questions?
I found some questions.
All right.
We'll start off easy, so that way people are participating at home. Okay. So we'll start off a little easier.
Okay.
So first question: who watched over Luke's campsite on Dagobah?
Oh, R2-D2.
I would have actually said Yoda. That's really good. I would have fucked that up. I had the answer.
Remember,
he told R2
to stay at the campsite.
I know.
He went with Yoda.
I'm just self admitting. Even though I see the answer, I would have fucked that up. I would have instantly said Yoda, like just pulling out of my head. All right,
that was fun. That was a little easy.
That was a little easy, right? A little easier. Yeah. All right. How about this one? Ready?
Yeah.
Whose first words in Return of the Jedi are "Greetings, Exalted One"?
The answer is Luke Skywalker.
Good job.
His hologram when he's talking to Jabba in Return of the Jedi.
I would have got that one, actually, weirdly enough. Then I'm going to do one more. So that's what we'll kind of do. I'll try to make it kind of easy, medium, hard. All right.
Okay.
This one I think's... let's see. I got a couple. Hold on. All right.
Okay.
What's a T-47 more commonly called?
Ooh, that is a bit harder one. All right, listeners, give you a second. T-47?
T-47 more commonly called.
I think it's going to be a guess. I think it's a snowspeeder.
No fucking way.
Is it?
No fucking way.
Is that what it is?
No fucking way.
Yeah!
No fucking way. No fucking way.
Yeah, 3-4, Orlando. So Sith Talkers, how did you do? How did you guys do before Lando gave the answers? I got them all right.
No fucking way.
A couple easy ones. Yeah, last one was T-47? Audio listeners out there, you know, we do have a YouTube channel where we do reaction videos. However, and sometimes we do live streams, Lando was thinking about starting maybe this week. Since we just did, you know, stump the nerd, we did some trivia. I do have a couple old Star Wars Trivial Pursuit games. I was thinking of making a weekly live stream on YouTube, maybe for about half an hour, where you do trivia with Lando. And Lando asks everybody trivia questions. And there'll be a prize at the end, whoever has the most correct. Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
Still pissed off your new T-47. That's dumb.
It's good. I like it. I like doing trivia. It's fun. All right. So, on to
Snow Speeder. Fuck you. That's stupid.
All right, Sith Talkers. On to the main topic today. Knights of the Old Republic, baby!
Yeah.
Hey, Steve.
On. Yeah.
Take it away.
All right. Okay, so first. So, I am going to take it away. And I'm actually a little bit prepared for this, believe it or not. So I know that Lando has never played the game, and I
have not.
And think about that for a second. Lando, not Steve, Lando has never played the
game. I've never owned an Xbox ever.
It's just fucking mind blowing. So the first thing I want to do is I want to take everybody through what kind of Knights of the Old Republic is. If you don't know, it's an Xbox game. Also, you can play it on your PC. But it's a role play game where you get to choose the class and the playable species. And the reason why that matters is because depending on the class and playable species you choose will depend on the storyline that you play through.
Didn't you tell me you can be a bounty hunter, a Jedi, or a Sith?
We're going to get to that. Oh, so okay. I'm going to tell you the roles, and I'm going to have you tell the listeners who you pick.
Ooh, okay.
All right, so here you go. When you start the game, this is the choice you get to make. So classes. You can either be a Republic Trooper, so gun, right?
Okay.
You can be a Jedi Consular. You could be a Smuggler, a Jedi Knight. And that's for the good side. So if you want to start Jedi, you want to start light side, that's where you're at. Smuggler's kind of a yellow area. You can also be a Bounty Hunter, a Sith Inquisitor,
ooh,
an Imperial Agent.
Ooh.
Or a Sith warrior.
Okay, so I get to pick.
You get to pick, and all of those classes are available to you.
Okay, so right now I'm debating between the Sith Inquisitor or the Imperial, what was it? Imperial
Agents.
Oh, I like that.
So Imperial Agents, more or less, like a rebel for the bad guys.
Oh, right? Okay.
Yeah. So it's a gun wielder. It's a sharpshooter. So it's more of a far range
character. I would have to say a Sith Inquisitor because you get the lightsaber.
Now, here's the best part about him. I knew. So before this, and we didn't talk this out.
We did.
I knew he was going to pick Sith Inquisitor. Why? What? Because here's the explanation. You guys ready? So the Sith Inquisitor is one of the Empire's force using classes and counterpart to the Jedi Consular class. Focusing on force powers over lightsaber combat, the Inquisitor Advances classes are assassins, which use double-bladed lightsabers and stealth abilities, and is more likely than not, it's a sorcerer. So you rely on offensive force powers and healing. The assassin is classified as either melee damage or melee tank. So yeah, basically you're a more like you sorcerer. You still have a lightsaber, but you're kind of a sneaky assassin. You're going to stay back. You're going to use electric fucking, you know, force powers and shit like that. Now, so you picked Sith Inquisitor. So now you have to pick your race. Okay. So you picked your class. Now you got to pick your race. So the races you can choose from are, you can either be a human. You can be a Ratataki, a Sith Pureblood,
ooh,
a Twi'lek,
ooh,
or a Zabrak.
Oh, that's Darth Maul.
Those Ooh. Are the species you can choose from.
Oh, I like the pure Sith one.
The
though.
Sith Pureblood?
Oh my God, that sounds super cool.
Badass, yeah.
It sounds like really cool. Yeah. I'd probably go with that one.
Okay, so far, Lando is now a Sith Inquisitor, Sith Pureblood.
Yeah, I like it.
So you now, upon starting, since you are an Inquisitor, you receive the Fury class Interceptor as a personal starship, just like the Sith Warrior.
Nice.
And the class companions are Kem Vol, Androticus Revel, Ashara Zavras, Talos Drellic, and Zelic. So those are like your partners. Those are like the people that are going to communicate with you, that are going to help you along in your journey.
Nice.
So now, since you pick Sith Inquisitor, your storyline and plot is going to move into the Revan storyline.
Yes!
Which is really fucking cool.
Yes!
Let's see.
See, if I would have played this game, I would have went to the coolest story arc.
In my opinion, that is the coolest story arc in the Old Republic. And so what's cool is, for those that don't know, like, Old Republic, there's Old Republic and there's Old Republic 2.
Yes.
Old Republic 1, if you dive into the Sith aspect of the story, it's all about Darth Revan, like heavily about Darth Revan.
Where does Darth Malak come into play?
Old Republic 2, because Malak is Revan's apprentice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Malak's story comes into 2. A lot of people argue 2 had a better story, but 1 had better gameplay.
And I just want to point out, this is 4,000 years before the events of episode The Phantom Menace, right?
Correct. 4,000 years. So in this era, there's thousands of Sith, thousands of Jedi, thousands of smugglers. All of these are there's tons of planets. There's no empire. There is an empire, but like, it's not, you know what I mean? Like, just as many Jedi as just many Sith. Sith Jedi battles happen fucking all the time. It's like butter.
It's awesome. Come on. Yeah. We need a show. We need a movie. We need a show. We need something.
Yeah.
Hey, remake the video games, right? There was a rumor that they were going to remake the Knights of the Old Republic. Remaster them, right? Put them on PlayStation.
Yeah. And to give you an idea on just like, here's like flashpoints. So like, here's just like a rattle off of like little things you get. You get the Black Talon story. You get the Essla story, Hammer Station, Aethys, the Mandalorian Raiders. You get Tarl V. You get the Maelstrom Prison, boarding party. There's the Foundry. Dude, there's just like so much. The Red Reaper, which is a badass story about the Sith Lord Darth Ikril.
Okay, so what's the combat style? Because I heard it's like turn-based combat. Is it like Final Fantasy, like old school turn-based combat?
No. There's a Final Fantasy game that does. I think it's Final Fantasy 12, I believe, is probably what's closest to it. So it's not true turn-based. It's more so like you got an enemy in front of you, right? You can interact with them and you can move around them and dodge, but your actions are inputted. So you input the action. Have you played the Final Fantasy VII remake?
I have not.
Oh, all right. It's kind of like that in a weird way. You're moving the character around, but you're not just pressing X and slashing. You're pressing X, bring up a menu, and you're choosing what you're doing.
So it's like
old
school Final Fantasy.
Except you're moving. You're not just at a standstill left and right screen. Okay. So you have free movement because you got to dodge and you got to parry lightsaber stuff, but you're inputting this data as you go. It's kind of hard to explain.
From what you're saying is, if they did remaster this, they could kind of incorporate what they did with the remaster of Final Fantasy VII.
They could, oh my god, that would be beautifully done.
Integration.
It'd be a perfect way of doing it.
Okay.
But there's lots. So if you're a person that likes video games that have lots of collections and layers and side quests, this is the game for you. This game also is dictated on choices. So your choices matter very heavily. The way you have conversations with different NPC characters change how your allies and stuff work throughout the game. It. Now, you can play Sith Inquisitor once and get a story and play it a whole different way and get a whole secondary story. So, like, this game, you have to play this game, like, 15 times.
And then go back and pick a different...
And then pick different choices.
And then your whole thing will be...
And then your whole thing fucking changes. Different. Yeah. Now, there's still key points and cutscenes, obviously, that won't change.
Yeah. Like Red Dead, because when you play Red Dead Redemption, depending on what you say or what you do, depends your storyline in the game. Eventually, it all comes to the same point, right?
Yeah,
Red Dead, but
yeah,
okay.
But this is like, so you start off like, so chapter one for you, right? You'd start off, the planet Taris was destroyed 300 years earlier by Sith Lord Darth Malak, right? Revan's apprentice.
See, there's Darth Malak.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's there. He's there in both games. Just he's like the main guy in the second one.
Okay.
He's fucking ridiculously awesome in the second one.
I like the Jedi who's on the cover of the Knights Republic 2. I think that's Darth Nihilus.
2.
Yeah. It's got like a white white skeleton face, kind of.
Yeah. So 2 is a little different, man. Yeah, you're thinking Darth, because there's Darth Malak. There is Darth Sion and Darth Nihilus.
That's her. That's the one. Is it a female?
The Sith Lord. He's the Tither Sith Lord. Oh, let's see. Fuck, dude. It's been a while since I played this game. I actually have to read some of this myself.
I'm just looking at the cover of the Knights of the Old Republic 2 game, and it has that Sith front and center on the cover.
Oh, you're talking about the cover of the game. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. She is female.
Yeah, I thought it was a female.
She's fucking nuts.
Yeah, she just looks like awesome.
Yeah, because the second game, that's right, because the second game starts off with Revan. He resigned to as a new identity as a member of the Republic Party. And Revan's true identity is not revealed until the predetermined point in the narrative where the player is confronted by the game's central antagonist, Darth Malak, for the first time.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because that's the thing is Revan's the big bad Sith in game one, but he's a good guy.
He flips.
Yeah, but it's weird the way he flips, and it's a really badass cutscene that shows almost his struggle with both. It's really cool.
This is cool. This says, like, okay, there's 30 new force powers. Like its predecessor, the game, I'm talking about the second one. The game has several mini games, including swoop bike racing, card games.
Card games. Interface. Oh, dude, the card game is so much fun. Card game is so much fun. Yeah, because the whole premise of Darth Malak is you got Malak and Revan. They disobeyed the Jedi Council, and they helped the Republic defend against the Mandalorians. Because remember, Mandalorians fucking hate. Like, the Republic and the Mandalorians in this realm are, like, bitter enemies.
Yeah, so depending on the level of influence, party members may support the player character unconditionally or turn against the protagonist. The player can also exploit high influence by drawing party numbers to either light or dark side. Some characters can even be trained to use the Force.
Correct.
Wow. Yeah, so
the game is really, really, really complex. It's one of those games that, you know how when you have to budget your day around video games?
This is one of those games
that you can budget an hour and never move your character because you're just sitting there like talking to people and influencing them.
Wow. Sounds really odd. Like I said, I never got an Xbox, man. So
I'm telling you, man, if it ever gets to a point where you can digitally download it,
you can get it on your phone. You have to pay for it. You can get it on your phone.
It may be worth it. It's one of my, so forget Star Wars for just a second. Yeah. It's one of my favorite video games that I've ever played.
You've ever
top
played.
10, like top 10 just period games. Now, like I said, I like one's fighting style better. I think it flows better. Two's, they changed it in two, man. It's just, it's weird.
So the first one is just Knights of the Old Republic. The second one is Knights of the Old Republic, but it says the Sith Lords. Like it's titled the Sith Lords.
That's because it takes your choice. So the first game, you had multiple choices of race and class. You're more of a dedicated storyline in two. You are following Malak and Revan, period.
Okay.
Like, that is your story.
So I kind of like the first one. If you can like kind of be like just a regular Imperial.
Yeah, you can just be a smuggler. And you'll never run into the Jedi's ever. You'll just be a smuggler and you do smuggler fucking storyline. I kind of like that.
It's pretty
awesome.
Right, because I played old games like Bounty Hunter with Jango Fett, where you're just Jango Fett through the whole game. You're a bounty hunter. Right, no lightsabers, no nothing. But like, right, we play, you know. Jedi Fallen Order and stuff like that, where you're a Jedi.
It's interesting, as I was reading this, I didn't realize this. Nihilus, the popularity has led to rumors of supposedly reference to the character in canon Star Wars works, such as the identity of a particular ancient Sith statue in Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh.
Apparently they have a statue of her, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah, just the concept art of all these Sith, Malak, not Nihilus.
Malak's characters.
Revan. Like, just all the concept of what these old Sith look. Once again, man, you gotta give us a show. You gotta give us something in this era. Right, we got the High Republic, 200 years before the Phantom Menace. This is 4,000 years. You talk about separation and not being connected to anything?
Yeah.
And I told you, you know, through me reading the books, the Sith War got brought up in the book, so now it's canon.
I know, it's just awesome, though, because, like, so the first story, you get Revan and Malak, right, working for the Republic on the Jedi Council. Revan and Malak, right? Malak is Revan's apprentice. And then you get both of their turns to the dark side, and Malak kind of hesitates a little bit, but he follows his master because he's loyal. And they're like brothers. They're just like Anakin and fucking Obi-Wan. They're brothers. So then they go to the dark side, they disobey the Jedi Council, yada, 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 right? And then the game two starts, and you think Revan's dead based off the last game, but you find out he survived, and his memories just kind of got wiped. Like, he doesn't remember anything. So now, Revan's kind of like this nomad Jedi, right? Who's like, he's a good Jedi, he's helping the Republic, but he doesn't really know his powers. And Malak's hunting him, because Malik finds, gets word that he's like alive. So Malik at this point, just full blown fucking Sith. Yeah, dude. And they have this awesome encounter that the final battle is, it's fucking Revan versus Malik. And it's awesome because the whole reason Malik was bad to begin with is because of Revan. And now it's Revan's light that has to defeat Malik's dark. But there is no redemption story. You have to kill Malik, period.
That's awesome.
Malik's too far gone. And so they have that like brother bond moment, but it's tragic.
And you kind of bring up a good point. I mean, I've read two High Republic books. I'm on my third one. It is brought up just in general that the whole reason the Sith started was a group, not just one or two. It was said in these books. Once again, these books are canon now. It said the way the Sith started was a group of rogue Jedis is what started the Sith. Now, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And like you said, like, so we have a story 4,000 years before where two of them leave.
Right. Yeah, they what's funny is they, when they left, they didn't leave with bad intentions. So the Mandalorians attacked the Republic, and then the Jedi were defending it, and the Jedi were doing the Jedi thing, and they're like, peace and love, don't go after them. And Revan was like, no, fuck that motherfucker. I'm going to go after these Mandalorians and fuck them up, and left. And that's how he fell to the dark side and brought Malik with him.
Yeah.
So like his intent was pure actually and good. Cause dude, the Mandalorians killed children and shit. And so like you have this, it's, that's why I'm saying the story's good, because you want Revan and Malik to go after him because you're like, fuck the Mandalorians, they're assholes. But then when they kill, they slaughter all of them, too.
Dude, like, this sounds naturally. Like a great movie.
Yeah, and then they turn bad, and then Malik has that moment of, I don't think this is right, we need to go back to the council, this is wrong, and then Revan's eyes go yellow
trilogy,
and shit.
Trilogy. Woo. And you see Mandalorians.
It's just dark, fight. Though. It's just, Jedi, it has to, it'd be an R-rated trilogy.
And then
trilogy,
you have two
though.
Characters that are like, with the, like you said, with the Jedi, and they're like, should we tap into our aggression and that stuff is interesting.
The problem is that it's an R, because like in the second,
who
the
cares?
Second one, the second Old Republic, there's an opening cutscene that starts because Malik is, you know, the apprentice the whole first time, and now you see Malik as like the leader of the Sith opposition or whatever, and he's standing there with his apprentice, and like there's been time, I think it's like 10 or 15 years went by or some shit. And like they give you this mini backstory where he's like, oh, I'm really close to my apprentice and we're all close and this and that. And like Malik's hunting Revan for many, many years and he can't find him. And his little group of Sith are starting to second guess kind of like Malik's intent or how Sith. And they say it too. They're like, well, he doesn't seem very Sith to me. We haven't went hunting and raids and fighting people and killing people. And so that word gets back to Malik, and Malik holds this giant fucking like – this giant meeting with all the Sith people, and he's like, I've heard you guys say that I'm not Sith, and you know that we haven't been doing Sith items. And some of the guys like, yeah, you've been soft. And he goes, soft? He fucking turns around, ignites his lightsaber, and just chops the apprentice head off, who's been his apprentice for like 15 years, kills him cold blood, and goes, don't you ever tell me I'm not Sith again. And like everyone shuts up. It's awesome. That's
holy
how you
shit.
Open. That's like the opening scene.
That's awesome. Yeah.
You opened with that and you're like, oh fuck, dude. Malik is legit bad. Like not coming back from that.
So just to give you a little fact, the write-up says the second video game is 5 years after the first one.
Five. There you go. I knew there was a time jump. I didn't know how long. Time
still,
jump definitely.
That's amazing. Dude, that's an amazing opening scene.
Oh, it's fucking, it buys you in immediately, and then you go to Revan, and then you're like, oh, what's going on? And yeah, it's great. It's a good story. It's great. And it's like I said, it's big story. It's Old Republic 1 to 2. It's a giant
awesome.
Story. Nihlus is wickedly crazy.
I mean, it sounds like amazing.
Voice acting is 50-50.
The voice acting.
Here's the thing. The game was made European. So there's a lot of like Scottish voice actors, and so a lot of your Sith lords sound like, oh, let you in there, Darth Malak, and it's just odd. It feels weird. So I'm like,
get
there's some
in
of
my
that. So, dude, I'm serious. Some of the voice acting, you're just like, wait, what's happening here exactly? But great, great story. The
All
unseen
right.
story is really good.
Well, now I know. I mean, we've talked about this in the past, but like, you know, we never kind of like deep dived into it, like we've, you know, on the podcast. So now I know why. Like, you're so like, dude, this really like excites. Like you love
it's really
dude, exciting stuff for you.
The game's really good. And think about like, I don't get me wrong, I have like a little bit of notes on my stuff, but a lot of that's my memory. Yeah. And I haven't played this game for 15 plus years.
Yeah, you were me, dude. You were me last week. I took notes, but I really didn't use them, and I just tried to use my memory as best as I could.
It's just that good. It's that good of a game.
And it's reverse. I'm on the I'm on the synopsis page.
Oh, and there is a character with the last name Starkiller in it, by the way.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Right.
He's a Mandalorian.
That's even cooler.
Yeah.
I think it all sounds like super awesome.
Dude, it's really cool because if you play a smuggler, it's all about Mandalorians. Like it's you versus the Mandalorian. That's and you awesome. Have a chance to join the Mandalorians if you want to and become bad. Because Mandalorians in the Old Republic are depicted as just bad guys. There's no good guy Mandalorians. They are evil, plain and simple.
Wow. Hey. Dude, that was amazing. Knights of the Old Republic. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You got
the game. It was amazing. So, hey, Sith Talkers, let me know. If you played the game, if you love the game, if you love it as much as Steve. So, yeah, thank you so much, man. That was, I really, really enjoyed it. Unlike you shitting all over me about the Light of the Jedi, I thoroughly enjoyed
it. Because the Old Republic story is actually good.
It was really good.
Light of the Jedi story was boring. Oh, all right. And just rewashed storytelling.
Got that rumble in your tummy? Don't want another soggy Rancor burger? Want the crispiest, juiciest chicken in the galaxy? Eat like a Jedi Master or Sith Lord. We don't discriminate. The best chicken in the galaxy. What's your favorite place to eat? Coruscant chicken! Don't believe me? Hear from real customers.
I like my Coruscant chicken. I travel 7 parsecs just to come and get Coruscant chicken. It's finger licking delicious.
Dark meat, white meat, they got you covered. Buy one breast, get one free. So come on down to see your favorite place to eat. Coruscant chicken! Have little ones? Get the crispy Jawa bites. We have the best and thighs. Oh my. Master Yoda and Mace shove it in their face. Palpatine and Darth Maul, when they're hungry, they know who to call. Coruscant chicken! No space pesticides or hormones were used. This ad was approved by Eric.
Okay. Thanks, Coruscant Chicken, our new sponsor here at Sith Talkers. Thank you for not using my fucking song, but you used like my fucking lyrics as the fucking words in your fucking commercial, asshole. Anyways, not bitter. All right, Sith Talkers, I have one more really quick topic, and then we're going to wrap it up today. And I had to bring this up, and this is a few weeks old, but we have a story for this topic, which you know we've said, but I don't care. Jason Isaacs, you know this actor, Steve?
Yeah,
right. He's
have his
been
autograph.
In Harry Potter. You have his autograph. We met him. He's been in Harry Potter. He's the Sith Inquisitor in Star Wars Rebel, the animated show, and that's why he was at the convention.
He's such a great bad guy. Fucking the patriot.
So there's
man.
An article that says. Jason Isaacs, the rumor may reprise his role as the Grand Inquisitor from Star Wars Rebel in a Star Wars Disney Plus show. You know, or would he be open to doing this? Okay, so here's his quote. Like I said, so Jason Isaacs is the actor who voices the Grand Inquisitor. He's the actor who plays Lucius Malfoy.
He plays Lucius Malfoy in Harry Potter. Harry he plays Potter. The bad guy in The Patriot.
Yes. Okay, so I just want all the audio listeners to know who we're talking about.
He's an here. Armageddon as the asshole.
Yes. Okay, so here's his quote about possibly reprising his role as the Grand Inquisitor. And then we have a convention story. It's always about the script. I don't want to just turn up so that I can take some photographs and go to conventions.
What?
I like to play parts The Inquisitor was a great part when I played it, and if The Inquisitor was a great part again, I'd be up for it. But yeah, Katie Sackhoff had a very good time. I know Katie, and I'll say, I love being part of the Star Wars world. They invited me in, although I've never been an animated character before. So that was his quote, like from an interview, about possibly playing The Inquisitor. Look, all right, so now myself and Steve, we have a real life story from this guy about playing the Grand Inquisitor. Because we're in line at the convention in Chicago, the one from a couple years ago, the last time we could go to a convention.
Yeah.
We were in line. Steve was getting his autograph. And we get up to the table. It's our turn. And Lando, being the Star Wars nerd, stupid, hey, I love you and Rebels. Your character is so cool, the Inquisitor, and you voice such an awesome character.
Wait, because mind you, the line that was waiting, including myself, all had Harry Potter memorabilia.
Everybody
there was there for Harry Potter signature.
Single person had a Harry nobody Potter
was
poster.
There. At a Star Wars convention, nobody was there.
The guy
there
behind us, he opened up his poster. He had like everybody's autograph on this
Harry
poster.
Potter.
Harry Potter's autograph. So number one, we're at a Star Wars convention, and more people are there to sign Harry Potter items than Star Wars items. But Lando doesn't care about this. I get up to the table, and I just want to be like, I love the Grand Inquisitor. He's an awesome character. I love it. I love Rebels.
While he's signing my Lucius Malfoy prop.
As he's signing your Harry Potter item.
Yeah.
Tell him, Steve, what's he say to me?
So without missing a beat, I love this man. This is what makes me like Jason
Isaacs. Without just missing a beat.
Without missing, he didn't think about this answer. No. It was instinctually looked right up at Mike and just goes, yeah, I don't actually know much about the character. I've never seen the show at all. It's just a character.
Just a job, man.
Now, he did say that his kids like Star Wars. So I think a little bit of his motivation was his kids will enjoy Star Wars, so I'll do it. Clearly, the dude didn't give a dickle about the character. So to have a god fucking article where he says anything about the writing of
this
character,
I'm bringing this up
is absolutely ridiculous.
This is why I'm bringing this up, because I nerded out on him, and without a care in the world,
he just crushed me. I didn't watch the series. Oh, it's great.
Like
now, real quick though, for those listening. That doesn't mean he's a dick. No. He was a super sweet guy. He plays an asshole in everything he does. And he's a really nice dude. Yeah. He didn't say that to be mean to Lando.
But it just hurts us fans when you talk to an actor and they're just like, nah, I don't know anything about that character. Yeah. What do you mean? Like, what? I don't know anything about Star Wars. Like Steve said, like I was... you know, how Lando is. I'm all excited. And then he says that, and like my whole demeanor just like.
It changed. It's funny though. For all those that listen or watch or YouTube to watch opposite reactions, it went from me being even keel to being the happiest person ever. Because the whole time in line, Lando was bitching about people not wanting to go to him for the Inquisitor. And I was like, dude, no way. Harry Potter's better. And the fact that he said that to him was.
Yeah, awesome. So it solidified Steve's
point about why
people were there to see him when I thought people should have been there for Star Wars. We're at a Star Wars convention. We're not at a Harry Potter convention.
And we always follow this up. But then Mike had probably the best interaction with the Emperor possible.
It was awesome.
There's no way he could have wanted a better interaction.
Amazing. He commented on my shirt when we took the picture. And then we both agreed on the favorite scene of Revenge of the Sith.
Favorite scene.
Absolutely amazing.
The actor that plays the Emperor, his favorite scene he shot is Lando's favorite scene. How cool is that? You're a huge fan of
It's a lot of everybody's favorite scene. It is. That opera scene with Anakin and him. It's acted beautifully.
It's not my favorite scene. No, I didn't even remember that scene. I had to look it up after you said that. I'm not lying. I'm not trying to be a dick. It's just for a casual fan, I don't think that's a lot of people's favorite scene.
I liked it.
I mean, come on. My favorite scene is fucking electrocution fingers, right? And watching Mark Hamill pretend on the floor.
So, Sith Talkers, what do you think about, you know, Jason Isaacs, Knights of the Old Republic, Jar Jar? All right, Sith Talkers, thank you so much for hanging out with us this week. We really, really do appreciate it. We love all you listeners out there, all the new listeners, all the old listeners. We really, really do appreciate you. And we love you. And thanks for hanging out with us this week. So yeah, until next week, we still love you.
No, we don't.
All right, Sim Talkers, this has been episode 95, The Knights of the Old Republic, baby, told by my brother Steve. I've been your host, as always, Mike. Ferrando, joined by my real-life brother.
Had to call me Steve.
And may the Force be with you, Sith Talkers. Always.
Are we supposed to be getting an Acolyte show, or is that a book?
Yeah, so that's going to be the last for the High Republic. It's going to be at the end of the High Republic, female-driven dark side Disney Plus show.
Gotcha.
I love it. I like it. Just, dude, anything with the dark side, right? Anything with the... Hey, Till the Enders. So, Till the Enders. Who is your favorite Darksider? Yeah, there you go. Who's your favorite? Is it Malik? Revan? I think that'd be such an amazing movie.
It's a beautiful, it's a perfect story, man.
Obviously Darth Vader, Darth Maul, Darth Tyrannus. I don't think Dooku gets enough credit there, man. Even though he was just, he was a placeholder, right? He was just a placeholder.
I think you asked a question a couple podcasts ago or so. You said, hey, what character would you like to see? Let's see a Darth Tyrannus spinoff with him being younger. Young Darth Tyrannus.
Training Qui-Gon?
Qui-Gon? Awesome.
And you could get a younger
two different actors,
actor. Get a younger actor.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And again, it would give you more context to these characters that we, for most part, didn't get a whole lot of back. I mean, Qui-Gon, we don't know nothing about Qui-Gon.
It's like Grievous. It'd be cool getting a Grievous movie, right? We'd get more info. Tyrannus would be another character.
There's really good characters in Star Wars that we haven't explored.
You notice the villains don't get much...
much love on the backstory. No,
their characters like just don't get it expanded like in the movies. Dude, Darth Maul, nothing. Grievous, barely anything. Dooku, barely anything. Even Vader to a certain extent.
Well, outside of getting three movies.
But you know what I mean. But like we could get Darth Vader movie. How does he feel about being in the suit? How does he goes and hunts down Jedi Knight? Like just the innerness with being with Vader for an entire hour and 45 minutes or 2 hours.
Right? I would still love. I think a concept that would go over great because we haven't seen a Star Wars comedy, not yet. There's comedy in Star Wars. We haven't seen like an actual. How hilarious would it be to just do a stormtrooper show in the middle of normal Star Wars, the original trilogy, right? And you would have the back heads of all the characters. They wouldn't be them, right? And they'd be passing by, but it would be a comedy. It'd be a buddy comedy.
So there's a scene in Star Wars where Vader
you see like Luke Skywalker, like there pivotal scenes in the movies are happening, but it's all weirdly in the background. You don't see shit.
Yes.
And like stormtroopers it would be hilarious. It'd be really funny.
But once again, that humor was kind of in The Rise of Skywalker. You know, when the Knights of Ren passed, you know, the troopers looked at each other and said, Knights of Ren?
Right. Well, I was just saying, but imagine it just being like a sitcom style. It's just stormtroopers. Follow them at their lunch. They go to lunch together.
I'm like, Billy, wonder what's going on over there.
Or you have an ongoing gag where they sit down for lunch. You're like, hey, Ted. I'm not Ted. I'm Dan. Sorry, Dan. Every time you sit down, hey, Dan. I'm not Dan. I'm Steve. Sorry, Steve. Because they can't.
You ever get tired of eating the space meat?
Shit would be funny, man.
All right, Sith Talkers. So let us know if you like to see the buddy comedy Billy and Steve in Star Wars.
Oh my god, that would be great.
On that note, Sith Talkers, we are out. See ya. We're recording for the podcast.
Your mom's recording.
We have the same mom once again.
Good call out.
Oh, boy. All right. Here we go.
Chicken? Croissant? Do I just read?
Just right there, Master Yoda. Just read it.
Delicious.
Hello there.